B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ramalama ding dong, rock and roll is king.
Had the Super Bowl continued the way it went the first half, we would be spending these weeks and months debating whether it was time for the Patriots to move on from Tom Brady.
I was joking my wife earlier this week. She said, oh, great, babe, now you can retire because you always wanted to win another Super Bowl. I said, this is actually when it's really fun because I've got the answers to the test now.
Tom off the snap. He's looking for Kutch in the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown.
You never count this kid out.
I'd like to play till my mid-40s.
He assured me he'd be willing to play 6-7 more years, and there's no one that would be happier than I.
Brady drops back, looking left, throws it for Burkhead, leaps, comes down with it.
Offensively, they are just toying with the rest of the National Football League.
I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be on the cover of Madden NFL 18. There's no curse.
Stop from the gun. Throws it left, White with a catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Brady got hit. He got up. Man, quarterback's on fire, folks.
Right, football, like he had a concussion last year. I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk.
You know, she knows when I'm sore. She knows when I'm tired. She knows, you know, when I get hit.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Starts to move forward. Throws to the middle of the end zone. Caught by Cooks. Touchdown.
He thought about it for a second.
He did.
He did. But at 40, he said, I'm not that stupid. I'm going to pull up short.
You're faster at age 40 than at age, like, 18?
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to go through breakfast.
Yeah.
Lunch and dinner. What's a breakfast like for Tom Brady, real quick?
Smoothie.
Just straight smoothie.
Yeah. It's in my book.
Okay.
Yeah, go buy it.
Takes the snap, bounces to the pocket, as he throws left. Touchdown!
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski!
In
his
your
second
face.
Of the day!
In your face!
Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup quarterback to you, has been traded this evening.
Jimmy's a great, you know, was a great teammate, and he's a great friend, and he always will be.
John Lynch, he calls Bill Belichick, and he says, hey, we'd like to trade for Garoppolo. And at the time, Belichick said, absolutely not. He's completely off limits. So Lynch calls back. Would you trade us Tom Brady? And Belichick said, what did you just ask me?
Throws a lob down the right side for Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah.
Makes the catch at the 35. Shakes a defender at the 10.
Big
Gronk is into the end zone.
Guess who's back? What a play by Brady.
How would you describe the working environment as you prepare for the playoffs now with yourself, Coach Belichick, and your teammates?
Well, Jim, I see it as I've seen it for the last 18 years, that we're all there to do a job.
Brady takes the snap, looks right, lobs it for Gronk. He reaches up, he slings it down. Touchdown, Patriots!
He's an unstoppable rebel force. 34-51, three touchdowns, 338. Your 40-year-old Pharrell quarterback is finding a way.
Brady's hand is, it's a concern. He's got a cut on the hand. It happened the other day in practice.
Tom, how confident are you that you will be playing on Sunday?
We'll see.
Takes the snap. He play fakes to White. He looks down the middle. He fires, and the ball is caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola.
I love Tom Brady.
I thought, out of all the plays, my season can't end on a handoff in practice. We didn't come this far to end on a handoff.
We won, baby. We're going to Minnesota.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program, 617-779-0985. And it is true, Tom Brady is going to be a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that no one thought was even in the running, a team that people dismissed when, including Vegas, they thought that there was no way. They thought it would be a team like Tennessee. There was rumors that it was even New York Giants. There are rumors about several teams, the Chargers, and here we are. The team no one thought he would go to, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you will be watching Tom Brady with a Buccaneers helmet on for the next few years.
Well, that's a montage I don't want to play anymore.
I got a list, and it was like, hey, a year in the life of Brady. I was like, okay, because I'm, you know, I'm broadcasting remote. Fred and I are not at the station. I got a list, like, hey, here's some stuff. And I'm like, that ends with them going to Minnesota, which ultimately ended with them losing the Super Bowl. Like, that's not the montage I want to play this part. Let's not play that one again. That is not kind of the best year, right? I mean, that's you. They lost to Philly, right?
Yep, that's Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, it's like oh, listen to all these great Brady highlights, and I'm like, oh wow, we really picked the wrong year to play this. Well, it's not the year we want the highlights from at all.
Well, that's why you need Pro Tools.
That's why I spent like about an hour and a half last night online for all these places trying to order a computer system here so I could edit stuff up. But I mean, we can't play that. Why is that even in the system this morning? You can't do that.
All right. Well, my friend,
let's just play highlights of him breaking his, you know, like getting injured over and over. Let's just do that instead.
Yes, his getting his knee rolled. Yes. So get. I know you're going to be there for a while. Get to your computer post haste.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So we can get this going.
We can't do that. But yeah, I mean, what a weird ass day yesterday. We got to take line one because apparently there's somebody who is very upset about Tom Brady. By the way, we'll take your calls all morning. 617-779-0985. Should we take this call here on line one?
Yeah, sure. Brandon, hello.
That's me?
Yeah, that's you.
So first of all, Rich, bye. After that, so realistically, what do we have to expect for the Patriots? I got them making the playoffs and beating Fred's guy out, Sam Darnold, for a playoff spot.
All right, so what have you been doing? How was your St. Patrick's Day?
There was a lot of alcohol involved.
And when did you? How are you still up? It's 6 in the morning.
Well, no, I didn't go to sleep. I continued to drink.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that that's quite an exercise in endurance? How did you? How did you manage to do that?
I'm built like this, Fred. You're my favorite guy on the station.
Thank you.
So. I actually love Fred, and yeah, no, I've just been up and I've been watching all of the Tom Brady to Tampa. Tom Brady. Well, first it started out Tom Brady goes to who knows, and then it was Tampa, and you know I've been on this, and now I'm logistically, I'm like.
Whose fault is it, Brandon? Brandon, whose fault is this whole thing?
I'm not. I. Belichick has always been 2 years in front of, or 1 year in front of, and you know they can't put it on him at the end.
That's
right. There's no that. You can't put it on anybody at the end of the day. As a Patriot fan, I'm still a Patriot fan. And I actually kind of hope Tom Brady falls flat on his face in Tampa Bay.
Brandon, I will give you a Hey Guys Hey t-shirt if you can say the alphabet in order without messing up and not singing it.
A, B, C... D E. You know what? Fuck you.
That wasn't me. That was Rich. That's not me. Don't get mad at me. I'm not the one trying to get you in trouble. That was Rich. Entirely Rich.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of yes. Patriots fans very upset. Very upset.
Yes, you would have to imagine it. Yes. You would have to imagine the combination of St. Patrick's Day and the Tom Brady news has got people reeling. And people up very late. So, listen.
The best, the best thing about all this is that it's not even official. Like Brady has not, you know, said where he's going to go, and maybe he's waiting for the league year to start. But I mean, every once in a while, you see something kind of trickle out that's like, you know, unless something, you know, changes. Like, how funny would it be if he just completely like shocked everyone and said, "Yeah, I'm going to Miami. It's actually Miami that I'm going to, and it's not Tampa Bay." Miami's not as funny. Like, Tampa Bay is one of the funniest destinations you could go to. I was saying it yesterday. I mean, that's like going from Giselle back to Tara Reid. Like, you are going from the best organization, one of the best organizations in sports, to just, you know how tacky that stadium is? Don't they have, still have that giant digital alarm clock out there?
Still have the pirate ship behind one of the end zones.
They have the most terrible fans, just off-white. That was one of the worst places I've ever seen a football game.
Fred, it's just like Margaritaville vomited all over a football stadium.
Yes, it's not a good place to go. I would suggest people not go to Tampa Bay to see a game. If you want to see Brady, watch him outside of Tampa.
Well, that they're going to sell out, though. I mean, apparently I was reading that the demand now for tickets is just batty.
Yeah, I am positive that they'll sell out every game. There's no question about that. I mean, you get Tom Brady, and then you read about Tom Brady last year, and I mean, this Barnwell guy from ESPN is just, he's Johnny on the spot. When you think that he would just write a couple paragraphs, I mean, my Lord. I mean, these are, oh my goodness. These are like eight, oh my goodness. These are, whoa. These things are like an entire scroll through, like 85 scrolls, but now you see, like, they break down the numbers in, like, these ways that I can't understand, and apparently he had a worse year last year than I assumed. But there you go. It is going to be Tampa Bay. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, let's get to all the devils and details from yesterday, all the people who say that they've got inside info, and maybe a look into that meeting that Tom Brady had with Robert Kraft the night he decided, not coming back.
All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
95 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, in the upset of the century, the biggest Boston sports news of the last decade broke yesterday while we were still on the air. Tom Brady, in a love letter to New England, thanked the fans, thanked the organization, and said, "See ya, playing somewhere else." Reportedly, Brady braved the coronavirus and ventured to Robert Kraft's place in Brookline. I'm assuming he kept 6 feet of distance between the two of them as they had a conversation about their future. Kraft reportedly thought Brady was there to work out a new contract, despite reports everywhere else that Belichick was the lone person in charge of negotiations and that Belichick had ultimately frozen Brady out, making his intentions well known to Tom Brady. But then, of course, Stephen A. Smith, he chimed in and said,
always ask.
Well, I mean, that isn't exactly what he said at the moment, but
I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah, you are a bottom feeder. I didn't say
like
that either.
He's very seductive about ass.
He loves ass.
Always ass.
And then he states the bottom feeder as like fact.
I'm a bottom feeder.
So he's like always ass. I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah, let's not get it twisted. I'm a bottom feeder.
I'm a bottom feeder.
That's right. Well, he did not say that, but he did say that Kraft gave him the inside info on that meeting.
Well, Nicole, they've just spent a lot of money here in recent days franchising Shaq Barrett, re-signing Jason Pierre-Paul. They're going to have to commit money to Tom Brady, wherever that deal does come in, figure $25 million a year, $30 million a year, whatever the range is for that deal for Tom Brady. And so any flexibility you have is kind of taken up at that point in time. So it's not like they're going to have all that much. Plus, the salary came in at salary.
That clip right there is labeled Stephen A. Smith. I don't know what's going on with that. But either way, Stephen A. Smith was saying that Robert Kraft ended up calling him during the show. That's right. Just giving him a buzz during the show. And he said that if Tom Brady wanted to remain a Patriot, he could have stayed a Patriot.
Oh, sure he could have. And
sure.
I could go work in Kenosha, Wisconsin if I wanted to. I'm sure they would have, like, oh, yeah, sure. If you want to stay, I'll pay you, you know, $15 million and you can, you know, come out here. We'll give you a one-year deal and go about your business. That's, like, the most fraudulent way of saying something.
No question.
Oh, yeah, he could have stayed. Yeah, well, okay. I'm sure a lot of guys could stay. A lot of guys could keep playing for no money, for like the league minimum. I'm not saying they offered Brady the league minimum, but I mean, that doesn't really mean much. It's, well, we weren't going to, you know, kick him out the door. It's just he wouldn't take our crap contract because he really wanted to play in Tampa Bay.
No, I mean, the spin alarm is out of control on that one. I mean, listen, Kraft did the right thing choosing Belichick over Brady. He had to make a choice. He made the right one. Now just don't try to spin it and try to win over public opinion. Owners have to make tough choices.
Yeah.
And this might be his toughest, but it's the right choice. Don't screw it up now with this whole, well, it was Brady that wanted to leave, because everyone else is saying that is not the case, that he was being frozen out. They ultimately did not want him.
Yeah, but I also don't know why it's so why it's so controversial. I mean, the guy's 43 years old. I know that he's beloved and all this stuff, but if you think about it rationally from a football perspective, it's not like it's a ridiculous move.
No, so, it's a move that's justifiable easily. As a matter of fact, yes. A rational person would understand what Robert Kraft was doing. Don't screw it up by trying to please everybody right now. This might be the toughest decision that you have made as an owner, and you, unfortunately, teams have to do this kind of stuff all the time. Live with it. I think you have the public support on this, even though it's not right now, but it's a move that you can rationalize. At least football people can rationalize. Here's the Stephen A. Smith clip.
Well, I just got off the phone. Robert Kraft, the owner for the New England Patriots, just called me a few minutes ago during commercial break, to be specific. He said that Tom Brady came to his home last night and explained to him why he wanted to leave and that he wanted to leave. He said that Tom Brady is like a son to me. He said, be very, very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave. And when you give us 20 years of service in the fashion that he did, you've earned the right to do what you want to do. He says, so as much as it hurts me and it hurts this organization to lose him, Tom Brady has earned the right to do what he wants to do and go where he wants to go.
He was leaving because, okay, did he want to leave? Maybe because he was being frozen out by your team, the Patriots. And that's fine. But don't try to spin it as that Brady was like, you know, listen, you know what? If he would have come to me and said, give me the same thing that Tampa's giving me, then you know what? I'll stick around. Because yeah, that's just not true.
I love Tampa Bay. It's a wonderful place to be. I have a kid in New York. Just, you know, please, Tampa Bay, can you please sign me? I like the history of the organization, all these things, they add up to something I want.
Did you guys hear the porn music behind Stephen A. Smith there at the end?
Well, I mean,
always ass.
Honest to God.
That's what's in his head every time he walks around, especially behind people.
I'm a bottom feeder.
That's right.
Yeah, he's just sitting there, you know, and he's like, I talked to Mr. Kraft. And then, which was, by the way, Mr. Kraft. But he's like, I talked to Bob Kraft. He called me. And then in the back of his head, he's just thinking, ass.
Always. 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 Yeah. Ass.
And then he's, I'm a bottom feeder.
He is bottom feeder. He's a bottom feeder.
I'm a bottom feeder.
I understand that. But Kraft did release an official statement that seemed all but written weeks ago, stating in part, quote, I love Tom like a son, and I always will. He has brought so much happiness to me personally and to all of our fans. I had hoped that this day would never come, but rather that Tom would end his remarkable career in a Patriots uniform after yet another Super Bowl championship. Unfortunately, the two sides were unable to reach an agreement to allow that dream to become a reality. Now, according to Karen Garigian at the Herald, after Brady talked to Kraft, he called Bill Belichick to tell him he was leaving, and Belichick was, quote, a little shocked, according to his source. Sure you were. But
yeah.
You thought Brady was going to take the nothing that you offered him.
Yeah, considering that they're... What is it? They spoke once? Is that what they're saying? Is that they
2 weeks ago. Yeah,
before that they had spoken once.
Yeah.
So, and according to the Belichick camp, it was like, it was business as usual, and according to the Brady camp, it did not go well.
Yeah, I guess that it was their assumption was that the Belichick side of it was that the ball was in Brady's court because the offer that they had given him in the offseason was essentially kind of still the offer. Like, all right, here's this crap we're willing to throw at you. If you want to take that, then fine. But for as grim and callous as the guy can be, Belichick's statement was excellent yesterday. He, once again, something he had probably written in his head a long time before this. He probably had a little note section in his iPhone where he would just write down different phrases and had it all cobbled together over the past 2 years when he knew that more than likely he was going to move on. He put, quote, "Tom was not just a player who was brought into our program. He was one of its original creators. Tom lived and perpetuated our culture on a daily basis. He was a tone setter and a bar raiser. He won championships in 3 of his first 4 years on the field and 3 of his final 6 seasons with us while competing for championships in most every season in between. This is a credit to Tom's consistency, and that's what separates him. He didn't just perform. He didn't just win. He won championships over and over again." And then he closes it with, "Sometimes in life it takes some time to pass before truly appreciating something or someone, but that has not been the case with Tom. He has been a special person and the greatest quarterback of all time." And then Josh McDaniels made some stupid statement that nobody cares about.
Yeah. And then he finished it up by going, "I'm a bottom feeder."
And then he said,
"I'm a bottom feeder."
What if Bill Belichick? He was just stunned, whatever the hell the name of the show is. And then he's like, the topic was asses.
Like that's his, like, at the bottom of his statement, it just says, like, instead of, like sincerely, it just says,
"I'm a bottom feeder."
Bill Belichick. Like, that's the thing you put on your email that signs it out at the bottom?
It's your signature.
Yeah. I'm a bottom feeder, Bill Belichick.
"I'm a bottom feeder."
From the offices of the bottom feeder, Bill Belichick.
Bill Bottom Feeder.
Bill the Bottom Feeder.
Who lives in a big ass under the sea? Bill the Bottom Feeder.
"I'm a bottom feeder. Always, always ass.
Always, always ass. Just always ass." Do you imagine him, like, rubbing his chin when he says that?
Yeah, of course.
As if he's looking at a buffet, like, oh, man, always, always.
Always, always ass.
Was that when they, like, tried him as a, like, a normal, like, everyday talk show host?
No. That was, he was on some panel. It was, like, some weird panel that seemed a little too low rent for Stephen A. Smith, and I think it was about like relationships and sex or something. It was awesome. I mean, it's almost worth rediscovering in the next, you know, sportsless weeks. I think we should bust that one back out because it's weird. And he talks about his love of women's asses. And it got him in trouble, didn't it? Like he had to release some sort of statement because I guess ESPN and, you know, owned by Disney, they were like, "How dare you enjoy the women's derrieres? You need to say that's the devil's creation."
Then lock up Wallach.
That's right. Beasley's on my side on this one.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
Beasley
right.
Got your back.
All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, let's get to the next page. All of the stuff about him going to Tampa Bay. We got more insiders on what was actually in Tom Brady's head as he made the decision.
All right, we will have all that for you here in the headline. With another ass lover, a fellow ass lover, John Wallach.
"I'm a bottom thief."
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Tutcher and Rich. As you know by now, Tom Brady is going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And Rich, there is many, many levels to this.
Yes. So the next question becomes, hey, where's he headed now?
I have somebody telling me this morning. In fact, this is very interesting. This is not a football source. It's a icon source. It is somebody in Tom's stratosphere that knows Tom, that is a famous person. And he says Tampa. That's what he's telling me. I am contacting teams. That is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing Tampa Bay.
Ben Affleck, you blew the surprise for everyone. Damn it. Thanks, Colin. On top of that, Adam Schefter, in a dual report with his colleague Jeff Darlington, Credit Wars, they both tweeted that Brady intended to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yep. He's expected to announce it today. Hopefully during our show, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Because the Olsen twins gave him a call, and they said, listen, we've heard. This is something else. Mario Lopez was on the case.
That's right. But more than likely at the 4:01 p.m. Deadline is probably when they'll announce it. It would be nice if it was during our show. The deal for a reported $30 million a year. No word yet on the amount of years. But, hey, now he's making almost as much as Kirk Cousins. So congratulations to him. Has there been anything else? Because I've seen a million reports, but nothing that has said the amount of years they're giving him. Anyone heard anything?
No.
It just says multiple.
Yeah, multi-year deal is all we have so far.
Which multi-year, I think that you would have to read that as more than two.
No, multiple can be two. I mean, it just means he's not, and the reason they're saying multiple is because you just had Philip Rivers sign with the Colts for 1 year and $25 million. And I think that they're just trying to show you that, you know, despite that happening, he is going to get, you know, more than that. It's kind of weird. I saw, how many hours after Tom Brady announced he was leaving, did the Saints come out and they officially got the deal done with Drew Brees?
Yeah.
They were really laying it on thick with their press releases, saying that, you know, he's always wanted to finish his career as a Saint, and we've always wanted him to finish his career as a Saint, and 2 years, $25 million a year. It just seemed like the timing was phenomenal.
Well, especially when you consider that he was never going to leave. I mean, they knew all along he wasn't leaving. The only thing was he might retire.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no threat of him leaving the New Orleans organization.
Well, why would you? They treat him so well, you know? That's what happens when you have an organization that treats you like a human being.
That's right. He sat down with the owner and the
coach loves him, wants him to stay.
That's right. Loves him, wants him to stay. But then again, do they have six Super Bowls under their coach? They do not. But reports surfaced yesterday also that the Chargers were all in, as a matter of fact. But in the end, he chose the Bucs not only because it's closer to his son who lives on the East Coast, but also because Tom Brady playing for the Bucs is funny as hell and he did us all a favor. Now, speaking of funny, Scott Hansen of the NFL Network tweeted that Tom Brady, Derek Jeter, Bill Gates, and Tampa Bay Lightning opened. Is it Jeff Vinnick? They all had dinner Sunday night in Tampa. That seems like quite a crew.
What was Gates doing there? That's what I want to know.
Having dinner with Tom Brady.
I know, but I mean, it just, I understand the other three.
Not solving this pandemic.
Jeter lives in Tampa, so I understand that, but Gates is just like, hey, I want to be involved. I have a lot of money.
I think Jeter and Brady are pretty good friends, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of like round table and house where all the people that are worth, you know, over like, you know, $500 million.
Another lodge?
Yeah, they're all going to go into the woods and burn a giant owl made out of like pine straw.
That's actually not necessarily untrue.
Basically the end of the world or how they're all going to capitalize on this coronavirus.
I don't know about the coronavirus, but what you're describing is actually true. I mean, the heads of business do go out to the woods and do these weird retreats. You've read about them.
I have read about those. It's very strange and unsettling, to be quite honest.
They take their shirts off and, like, howl at the moon.
That's kind of what they do, and you're not really joking about that. But another top of that, one of the other stories going around is that there is a high possibility that Antonio Brown would be joining Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. That's right. He'll be there as well. But you want to know who's, like, happy as hell that Tom Brady is finally leaving the Patriots? Rex Ryan.
You know, it's easy to dismiss. Well, Tom Brady's getting older. He's all this and that. Yeah, he was still the best player you had on offense. So, to me, I'm excited to see the, you know, the demise of the Patriots, so to speak.
Dude, get over it. You haven't been coaching in a while. What does it matter to you? And I know that he broke your heart several times, but you kicked his ass, you know, to get to the AFC Championship, right? That's can't wait. Isn't that the can't wait game?
That is true. They beat him at Gillette. Yeah, but I've talked to a couple of friends of mine that are Bills fans, and they have no faith that they're going to win the division.
Why would they?
Because they're just like Josh Allen. What did my friend text me? Josh Allen's going to throw 20 picks and fumble 10 times. Yes, it'll ruin everything. Yeah. So.
Did you guys hear the mayor of Buffalo yesterday?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yes. Here he is. This is him making a statement about the coronavirus.
For those of you that want to celebrate Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots and hopefully leaving the AFC East, there are no mass gatherings. Celebrate responsibly, celebrate at home, and with less than 10 people.
Yep. And then he jumped off a table and smashed it in pieces.
Yeah. He didn't get the reaction that I think he was looking for.
He wasn't reading that at all.
No, but the room remained silent. There wasn't even a cursory laugh. They just
you remained silent, but deadly.
Oh, Antonio Brown's got to come back in the league. Larry, go ahead. Larry's on line one.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Larry?
Hey, listen, I don't think this is going to work. I don't think there's going to be a culture shift in Tampa Bay. Just imagine a player going from seeing Jameis Winston eating W's, licking his fingers before games. You guys ever see that video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eat a W. It's one of the most awkward pregame speeches I've ever seen.
Yeah, it really creeps me out just thinking about it. But so imagine that, and now you have Brady coming in expecting everybody to work. It's just going to be this major culture shift, and I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to fall flat on their face. I mean, they'll be decent, but I don't think you're just going to have people buy into the way Brady expects you to buy in. And I don't know why everybody thinks that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't. Brady's going to come in there. They're going to give him the keys to the team, and then he's going to have to, he's going to have to deal with the culture that was there. And it takes sometimes years to make a culture the way that it's the way that you want it.
That team's going to be good, man. I mean, it's not just because, obviously Bruce Arians is a good coach, but I got a feeling that when a guy like Brady comes in and you've got this feeling, if you're on a team like the Bucs, that, wow, this might be the guy that can help us get far in the playoffs or maybe even win a championship. I think that as long as they have a pretty decent record throughout the most of the season, they're going to listen to him. They're going to behave. On top of that, think about who he's throwing to. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. I mean, that might be arguably the best top wide receiver duo in the NFL.
Don't forget, guys. I mean, Winston had 30 interceptions, but he did lead the NFL in passing last year. That's the other part of it.
Well, Arians is a guy who likes to air it out, which is weird because Brady's not really that. Isn't it like most yards per pass, too? It's something insane. Like that. Yeah, he's one of these guys that loves to chuck it around.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to do that with Brady. But that's a very winnable division. I mean, that's a division that they probably should win. New Orleans is the only thing that's in their way. And, so that's a division they probably should win now.
And Tampa was middle of the pack defensively, and they had the NFL's sack leader last year also. So,
well, someone's done their homework.
Nothing else to do. No sports to watch, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I do with my nights, unfortunately.
Okay, well, there you go. Someone came prepared today. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Who is left for the Patriots? If they want to make a move for quarterback, we've got the latest on that as well.
There's a certain redhead that's just waiting to come in. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. One guy you got to give credit to with all this stuff is Ben Volen. He made, he was kind of a lone guy that, a month ago talked about the possibility of Tampa and people laughed him off the internet. He's also a guy, when he saw the franchise on Tooney, that he was, you know, in the signing of McCourty, that they were veterans and the leadership was in place. And that certainly looked like a chance, you know, moves you would make if you were losing the biggest leader in your locker room. So you got to hand it to the guy. He was on his finger on the pulse of what was going on.
And something else that's interesting about Tom Brady, if he does indeed, of course, it's everyone thinks he is, go to Tampa, is that Tampa is eligible for Hard Knocks this year. There's two requirements, and the requirements are you can't have a brand new head coach. That makes you ineligible. And if you haven't made the playoffs within two seasons, you are eligible. How unbelievable is that going to be if they're able to have a camera in there while Tom Brady prepares this new team? That's going to be an awesome season of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that's something. I'd actually watch Hard Knocks for the first time since the Darrell Revis Jets one. So, yes, I would. That is something that I actually would watch.
You know what? Since that
one, Arians rules.
Yeah, Arians is great.
Yeah, he says stuff like, you know, you can't, when he's talking about throwing downfield, he's like, you know, you can't go get no butter without the biscuit or some crap like that. There's always like some food reference with him in fat guy hats. But, oh, it's called No Risk It, No Biscuit, is what he says. And then, because he talks about chucking it downfield, but, you know, he'll adjust for Brady. But Arians is the anti-Belichick, too.
Yeah.
Which is got to be fun for Brady, at least till he's going to have a fun couple years, because Arians is a two-time coach of the year, so he's no schlub. Well, I mean, no schlub as a coach. And, so he's going into a guy who can win, but also a guy who's the polar opposite of Bill Belichick when it comes to his attitude and the fun the team can have. So that's got to be kind of nice for Brady as well.
And he looks for like Mark Jamelli. So, I mean, you know, you can root for a guy that...
Yeah, Tom, come in. Sit down. Have a Manhattan. It's two.
The other thing that's interesting about Bruce Arians is that the Patriots have proven to be, at times, a fairly petty organization. Do you remember the whole deal that happened with, what's his name, with Houston, that they tried to steal from the Patriots? Not Pioli. Nick Caserio.
Yes.
Remember how they ultimately tried to get him to come to Houston, and the Patriots filed that thing? It was like a tampering deal. I wonder if, because of what Bruce Arians said over the past couple of months about his love of Tom Brady, whether they're going to file any sort of tampering charges.
Aren't you allowed to, you know, laud a player? Because the question at the combine was, you know, if you could have any quarterback in the league, who would you have? And he's like, Tom Brady. And that's kind of open-ended. I don't know. Maybe they could. Who knows, with the NFL.
Can we find that clip? Because that just, to me, after all this happened, because I remember at the time we all laughed it off. We're like, well, okay, well, of course he's saying that because it's never going to happen. You know, teams that, you know, run their mouths are just saying that because there's no possibility that they could be part of the team. And it's the key teams that keep quiet. You know, we were saying Vrabel was scared to say anything because they really wanted Brady. And in the end, boy, how wrong we all were. He's literally running his mouth. It sounds like openly lobbying to get this guy in the team. And think about it. Like, when we have Danny Ainge on, it's a different league, but the rules are fairly similar. Yeah. We have Danny Ainge on our show. He's very careful to praise any kind of potential free agent or any kind of person that he can make a move for. You know what I mean? Like, he's real delicate with that. And for Bruce Arians to come right out there and say it, and the Patriots do have a little bit of a reputation for being somewhat petty. I don't know if it's petty or it's just that's what you do.
That would be super petty because, because of what Kraft just came out and said. I mean, Kraft said, you know, it was Tom's decision and there's all this controversy about Brady going away. I mean, if he goes after Tampa Bay for trying to get Tom Brady and what Arian said, they're going to look terrible.
It's not like they're going to get Brady back. I mean, what's the worst that can happen to Tampa Bay? A fine?
Yeah, and also it's just such a bad look.
It is such a bad look.
I mean, we already know that you're spinning the thing to just say that Tom wanted to leave town and there's really nothing you could do about it, which is what they're saying. They're saying there's nothing they can do about it. So, I mean, it's enough. You got to just let him go. I think that would be very petty and very bad PR.
I think this is the clip. Let me take a listen.
We know what we're going to do, and we still just got to see who else is available because you have to do your due diligence. You don't really know who's available till the tags come out and all that stuff, if there's a guy really on the market.
Does Jameis know that you know?
No.
Okay. You want to tell? You look at the camera and tell him.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Text him. You've said before about door number two. Who's behind door number two?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with, like, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there. You don't know what trades might happen. So you really don't know who is behind door number two yet. Then you can make a decision.
Can I try to translate? Jameis is coming back unless there's somebody out there that you might prefer and you think you can get him. If you can get him, whomever that is,
right,
then that is your guy. Am I reading that the right way?
Pretty much it.
By the way, that's great. Just craft all over Jameis.
See ya.
I think he said more than that, but I mean, that's the only clip that I found right there. But I mean, Jameis Winston, geez, man, if you didn't see the writing on the wall after that, he basically just like threw a bunch of crap in your face. Speaking of like movement of quarterbacks around the league, this is pretty interesting. You know, as the Patriots are right now sitting there with Jarrett Stidham as their guy, Teddy Bridgewater ended up signing with the Panthers for a fairly reasonable contract. He ended up getting 3 years, $63 million. However, it's like for this year, it's $15 million to sign. He's got an $8 million base, and then it's a $17 million base and a $20 million base. That sounds pretty reasonable for a guy who was kind of a hot commodity after he went perfect when he was filling in for Drew Brees. I think he got
Cam Newton's taking it very well.
Oh, Cam. Okay, so Cam Newton, if they bring him here, well, first of all, it's good for us because he's a maniac. But, I mean, how anyone would give this guy any kind of money. So, apparently, there was a rumor that Cam Newton asked if he could be traded, and the team granted him permission to start looking for a trade.
It's the way the team phrased it, Rich, that he got upset about.
Well, he ended up, like, retweeting the news story that he had asked for a trade and wrote his response in something that must have taken him 4 hours to write 100 characters.
It was a serial killer quote online is what that was.
Every letter that he wrote was like a symbol that looked like the letter, that looked like some sort of like, you know, British pound. It was just really weird. But he's basically saying that he never asked for a trade from the Panthers and that it all came from the team. So that's a guy who seems to have a good head on his shoulders.
Well, then Greg Olson came back and seconded the motion. So there's a lot of
I second this nonsense letter that was written.
Yes, there's a lot of, you know, people go to Carolina, they don't want to leave. And they were talking to Steve Smith on the NFL Network live from Charlotte, and Steve Smith was having none of that. All right, Bert Breer is going to join us. They won't let him in the building, so he will be joining us by telephone. Bert was willing to come in, but because of the coronavirus, I'm wondering if it's even worth me coming in ever. But nonetheless, we will have Bert Breer for you. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Let's go. Gonna run it. Needs 10 yards. Oh, is he hit? Oh, my.
Oh, look at Drew.
Sean Ellis, oh. 92, was carrying his 294 pounds along with Mo Lewis right into the path of Bledsoe. Tom Brady, the second-year quarterback from the University of Michigan. Brady in charge.
The Patriots going again without a huddle. To the right of Brady in the backfield is J.R. Redmond. Second and goal to go with the Raiders 6. The snap to Brady.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.